Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
8:06, we're way behind on break, so we apologize for that. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. You started to talk about the Rockets, and then you got distracted by Ichiro. So let's talk a little Rockets basketball. Here's the thing though, and you tell me. I understand the argument, and as a matter of fact, it was one of I brought it up that you want to face. Would you rather face Golden State in the second or third round?
Second.
Yep.
And I say that, the answer should be the third, but just with the Rockets
want to get to the Western Conference Finals.
Sooner than later.
Because if you don't get all the way to the Western Conference Finals, you're not as good as you were last year. Mm-hmm. Even though it's the same thing, because it's where are you facing Golden State? That's basically it. Where are you facing Golden State? I guess we're getting them through. I don't know. I'm not worried about San Antonio. I'm not crazy about an Oklahoma City matchup in the first round. That wouldn't be all that tutti frutti.
They're going to finish third.
Third. They're going to finish third, we hope. Anyway, you'll keep losing to Memphis, and you never know. But you want to finish. I would like them to get to the Western Conference Finals because I want to see more basketball. I think as the postseason builds up, it gets more and more interesting. You move along, it seems to get a lot more intense, and it's a lot more fun. But Chris Paul's hamstrings are another issue.
Right.
So yeah, ask the organization. I think they'd rather know that they got to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It does. I mean, money-wise, you got more games, you got more excitement, you dragged out, all of that stuff. But in reality, if you're the Rockets and you're going to knock off Golden State, you'd rather do it in the first round.
First round.
Eighth seed. You want to play Golden State right away. Let's go.
No, I'm not interested in an eighth seed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know you're not interested in it, but if you're more interested in the second round than the first, then the third, then you'd be more interested in the first round.
Yeah,
let's play them right away.
I'm interested in having home court advantages.
Well, there aren't
everything that you say.
There aren't any. You're not going to have, in the second round or third round, you're not going to have home court advantage. Not as a three seed. So what's the difference?
Probably.
No, you're not.
But the Nuggets, the Nuggets don't just get a free pass. The Nuggets, this is their first time. This is a rare error for the Nuggets. They don't just get a free pass in the second round. I wouldn't just give them a pass. I mean, they're better than the Clippers right now. And
I don't know what that means. That's not what I was talking about. Well, you're not going to have home court advantage in the second or third round anyway. So what's the difference when you play Golden State?
Why wouldn't you have it in the second round?
Because you're the third seed. The second seed has the home court.
But and you're talking about in terms of, yeah, okay. No, wait. That's what I'm saying. No, you're giving the Nuggets a pass.
Oh, they're going to win the first round.
No, why are you just giving them a pass? That's what I was saying.
Because they've been a really good basketball team.
So what?
I don't know. Okay,
They're not that many games better than the Clippers, to be honest with you.
But I guess the argument against that thinking for the Rockets, because they did it last year, the Rockets we assume they get out of first round if they're not facing Golden State because they've done it before? Is that the main difference between the two teams?
There's no gaming the system against we're talking, this is just semantics. We're just saying that's what you don't want Chris Paul hurt. Right. You'd much rather face them in real life, you'd much rather face them as late as possible. Right?
They had
injuries.
The Rockets would.
By the way, Steph Curry and Kevin Durant have had histories of injuries as well.
Yeah.
So they have to fade that also. And Kevin Durant hasn't been healthy, you know, the entire season where he's been perfectly healthy either. So I would say, I mean, Chris Paul's either going to be hurt or he's going to be healthy. There's nothing you can do about it. You want to have the best record possible and have home court for as much as you can. There's no getting around that. And I think the Rockets, San Antonio, the Rockets are a better team than San Antonio, but, you know, I'm not feeling, I never like facing Pop. I just don't think they have enough. But I think the Nuggets have to prove it also. So, you know, the Golden State Warriors are the team to beat. We know that. And I think you got the best shot at them maybe in the second round, if I just had to guess, where you're a little less fatigued, a little earlier for James Harden than later. But, you know, you still want to get to the Western Conference Finals, though, as an organization. That is still a big deal.
Yeah. No. That's what I'm saying. I think if you ask the Rockets, they definitely want to go to the Western Conference Finals.
There's a big difference between this year and last year, home and away. This year, they're 19-17 away. What were they last year? Last year, didn't they have a much better record away? Well, I mean, they had a much better record, period. But away last year, 31-10. Way different.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you got to keep it at home as much as you can. Home 34-7 last year, but 31-10 away last year. This year, you're barely over 500 away. You're 19-17. So I don't think you want to be on the road a ton. That's just
this was in the extreme hypothetical. They fell to eighth, although it's not like there's a huge difference, but they would have to kind of fall apart a little bit to get to eighth. Right now, it appears they're going to be third or fourth, which means they either see Golden State in the second round or the conference West Conference Finals. Either way,
do you guys see the Lakers beating the Warriors in the first round?
The Lakers aren't in the.
Why
are we always talking about the Lakers?
He's the one that brings them up all the time.
What ESPN infatuation?
ESPN had a bunch of Lakers stuff.
What is the Lakers?
But we don't discuss topics because ESPN does.
I thought they were in the.
No one's. Why are the Lakers being playoffs? Brought up?
They're on again, LeBron and.
No, they're not. We're watching baseball.
You're the only one bringing up.
No, but the Lakers, I thought we're in the playoffs.
No, we're watching baseball.
Because they're in the barbershop, and then the Lakers, and then LeBron.
Because LeBron
and then Lonzo
produced the show?
I thought.
What's the last time anyone talked about Lonzo Ball?
Isn't LeBron the executive producer of the playoffs?
What?
He did Plinko in playoffs.
Hey, ESPN Lance, no one is bringing up LeBron. Okay, no
you
one.
You just said his name.
You did.
You just said it.
You
and
did.
So did you a while ago.
You all brought him up.
Let's talk about LeBron. Who's better, him or Jordan?
Do you think it's a lack of sleep that's his problem, or what do you think it is?
When was the last time that Jordan finished with under 40 wins? Well, do y'all remember?
Boo-boo juice.
Do
y'all
remember that?
He sides on the fact that everyone hates the Rockets.
This guy can't.
Team
Jordan is not going to be happy with you.
Jordan's winning.
This guy can't get LeBron out of his head. He's rent space in
your head. No, he is. LeBron's in
your
head.
Don't blame it on ESPN.
No question.
Don't blame it on national media. LeBron just rents space in your head.
Yep.
He rents space in my head.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah.
You just brought him up out of nowhere.
I think this is hilarious.
Got the entire right side of your head.
No, I'm doing this to clown him. What? This is hilarious.
Yeah, because he rents space in your head.
He doesn't rent space in
yes,
my head.
Yes, he does.
No.
We were talking Rockets funny. Matchups.
No,
and
we keep... I know. I was just wondering if LeBron was going to beat the Warriors this year.
It's a non sequitur. Who was talking about the Lakers?
We can't anymore because he's not as good as Jordan. See? You see, it always comes back to that.
What?
And now we have our answer.
What?
Jordan, case closed.
What are you talking about?
Now LeBroners go away.
This wasn't a discussion.
Plinko.
No one, when's the last time?
When are we executive producing Plinko again?
John, you know the last time anyone called this show to want to talk about LeBron?
No, the only one that wants to talk about LeBron is the guy that told us about everybody talking about LeBron.
I'm not triggered. It's a weird thing.
Why is Dale so triggered?
It seems weird.
This guy, LeBron, is lost the battle against Jordan. Why is he so upset?
My guy's Dwayne Wade. I don't know why you keep bringing up LeBron. LeBron, he was in Miami for 4 years.
What the hell? LeBron, out of nowhere.
It's
what
just
are you
weird.
Doing?
I just wanted to clown him because he's so far. I was like, wow, they are now 17. They're
can't
now
hear
over
you.
10 games away out of the playoffs.
LeBron can't
this
hear you.
This is hilarious to me. All
one,
of the,
two, three, Cancun.
Maybe you should add him.
Cancun.
Do you think if you got in a back and forth, it might help you? If you added him, would it help you? Because LeBron can't hear you doing this.
But,
no, this is funny, though.
Why are you in LeBron?
This is, I'm looking at this, and I'm
the
like,
only
man.
One that brings up LeBron is the guy who's mad that everybody this brings is, up LeBron.
Yeah, did you bring up LeBron today?
I did not bring.
Did you bring
LeBron
up?
One
did you bring him up
today.
Yesterday?
No, I didn't.
When's the last time this show wasn't triggered by Lance to bring up LeBron?
Legitimately, this is hilarious to me. Is that this is his career crashing to a halt?
I think that's an overstatement.
Why? Okay.
Oh! Triggered?
No, you think LeBron's career is crashing to a halt?
It is.
I mean, he's the greatest basketball player of our time, of this era, of this era. Mm-hmm. And you are, and you just love that he's crashing
well,
and burning.
No, because it's his fans are super annoying because he has LeBron fans, which is now a thing
well,
where individuals in basketball follow
Jordan,
just players. They don't follow
great,
teams.
Great player.
There were Jordan fans.
That's Jordan. It was the same with
well,
Jordan.
Well, Jordan played at one team, so you couldn't tell.
But no, across
it's
the
it's
kind of
like when you walk around the mall and there are guys wearing Patriots hats and you're like, there's no chance. You have been a lifelong Patriot fan.
No, but you're a Tom Brady fan. Like my son's a Tom Brady fan, and I can. You know what? He loves Tom Brady. Oh well.
No, but the LeBron thing really is less about him, the player, and it's really more about how we cover an individual player now.
Yeah.
Ridiculously.
Well, yeah. I mean, ESPN though is it they jump on and glob
yeah.
on.
It's I'm joking
they,
because all
no,
we hear
they
about
make it,
it
so you no, you're
we
sick
still,
of them.
We still yes
yes,
and we still in the same way I got sick of Tim Tebow
in the same
people
way
people were angry at Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow's just like I'm just out here trying to pray and throw ducks.
Yeah,
that's all I'm trying to do at quarterback. But they wouldn't leave us alone.
And
ESPN.
The Boston Red Sox and
Brett Favre watches.
Yes, I mean yes. Yes,
yeah,
that's what they do.
Yes, and now they've done it to
so,
LeBron.
And they make you sick of them. Yes, yes, I get that.
So when you were talking about the Texans during
the pierogies are here. I'm not listening
during
to
the
you.
Brett. When Lance, John, you could tell me. So when you guys were talking about the Texans when Brett Favre was playing, did he randomly jump into Brett Favre stuff?
No. Yes. Yeah. No. Yes. Remember when we had Favre watch? We used to clown Favre watch.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
They would stay outside his house in Minnesota, like I think it was Minnesota. Oh yeah, we used to clown.
No, but
yeah,
yeah, stuff.
If a defensive tackle got hurt, then ESPN would say, "Is Brett Favre coming back?"
I get that point, but in the middle of a Texans discussion, would you
non-sequitur
to Brett Favre?
We could.
He's kind of LeBron has a space in his head.
Hold on,
no
I'm getting out of Rocket Talk the way you like it, and into your guy.
How about let's get into pierogi talk?
You keep saying. LeBron's my guy. No one here talks about LeBron but you.
Let's get into GiveMeTheVin.com talk. Okay?
Triggered ass Lance.
GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. It's the place to go to sell your car. That's right. John Clay Wolf will buy your car. And well, I want to do it through the dealer. He'll do it through your dealership. Okay? So all the paperwork and the taxes and all of that stuff that you got in your you don't know anything about this. Let them take care of it. But the dealership is going to rip you off. That's a fact. They're going to give you less, but they're going to say, oh, well, we'll take it off of the new car. No. If you can take it off the new car, take it off the new car, but I'm going to get as much as I possibly can for my old car. That's the way to go about this thing. Well, then we can't get... Well, no, you could give me that money off before. You can't give it to me. Yes, you can. Okay, then I'll go somewhere else. That's the way you do it. So, and guess what's going to happen? They are going to... Do the deal. So do the deal right now. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. What?
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Back here on The Bench, 821. Lance Zierlein, John Granato, Dell. And we are being joined right now by a friend of the show, Ryan LaShame. You've heard us tell stories about him already. This is a guy over at Riel. How's it pronounced, Ryan?
Riel.
Yeah, it's Riel. It's on Fairview. And you've heard us talk about, John and I have both been at that. This is where we do the old granddad shots, down the bone marrow luge. I was in Saturday, and of course, and I got the old granddad in the wind. I got it down the wrong pipe, and the bone, that is a problem.
Did you get these pierogies?
Yes, I did.
I did last time I was in.
Yes, I did. Yep. Yes, I did. And it is a problem when the old granddad shot, which you consider to be quote-unquote smooth. I've never heard anyone say the old granddad shot was smooth, but you also, you're a bar owner's son from Chicago. So for you guys, old granddad is a smooth
drink. It's smooth
drink.
To me, Ryan. Is it smooth?
I like it. This is the first time it's been kind of a choking hazard at the restaurant. So, apparently every time Lance comes in, there's a first there, yeah.
As it's going down, I realize, oh, it's in the wrong. Like, I can't cough, though, because then it's gonna be a problem.
Did he go?
Oh, yeah.
He was embarrassed.
In the burn.
Were you embarrassed for him?
Nah.
No, because then I went and bought shots. So I got shots for the table, and we were doing tequila shots. And I said, let me get one for Chef and for Nick, the GM. They said, well, Nick, you know, we'll have, like, Montenegro. No, Campari, like something smooth. Yeah, you know. And then I said, what about for a Chef? What is he drinking? He's like, oh, granddad, like, but he, that's not a punishment shot. That's a, he wants that. He goes, oh, yeah. What he wants.
Yeah, that's what people want. Yeah, now, old granddad.
I feel like.
Why do you got to denigrate old granddad?
The food is great.
It is.
And I feel like sometimes we make too big a deal about having fun and having the shots and all that stuff. But I told you when we were there, when Kate Upton and Justin Verlander were there and then Bagwell was there with Tony Busby. We were walking
look at
him, in.
Look at dropping names. Look
well, that's who was in his restaurant. I wasn't with him.
I know.
It was in his restaurant.
I know. You just dropped. You know, I was hanging out with
Verlander. No. Not only did we not hang out with him, Justin Verlander really didn't want anything to do with the group that we were in. Trust me when I tell you that.
I don't blame him. I know that group.
That group is a problem. And he tried to get out of there as quick as he could. Because we bought him a bottle of wine. And we thought, yeah, now he's got to come over and say, thanks and hi. And they he was practically sprinting out of there, taking a very shady route to get out of there. So we couldn't get him.
I think he can afford his own wine, but that's
I feel like he should have bought us one.
Nice gesture.
Yeah, I thought it was a nice gesture. Nice. So the restaurant is a blast and the food is fantastic. First time I ever had borscht. I used to think it was something we clowned Russians about. What are you eating, borscht? And then had it. It's really good. Delicious.
You've had borscht before, right?
I have not.
Really?
I'm going to. I have not.
At his spot, you haven't had it?
Uh-uh.
From Chicago, aren't you?
Yeah. No, but I didn't hang out with any Russians.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So, all right, before we get to tacos over Texas.
How do they make their gravy? I don't know. I'm not going to do that.
He's Italian. You know how they are with their neighborhoods.
Right.
So this is the guy that I told a story about where. You got an amateur hockey background, right?
Yeah.
What position were you?
Center.
So how did a center in hockey go and become a chef?
Well, I wasn't playing hockey anymore. And, you know, I was going to business school and I wasn't kind of happy.
So wait a minute. Did you choose chef over NHL?
No, absolutely not.
So at some point you were going to end, so you had to do something else.
Okay,
I was just wondering.
If I was making seven figures, I'd be with Verlander right now and not hanging out with you guys.
Right.
That's right. You wouldn't be awake.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd be sleeping right now. And I just wasn't happy going to culinary. I mean, going to business school. So I stopped doing that and went to culinary school. Fortunately, worked out.
Yeah, worked out great. Yeah. Great for us.
But when you were a center, did you ever have to drop gloves?
Every once in a while. You know, like I'm an older dude. I played hockey back in the 90s when it was still kind of crazy. And there was a lot bigger, tougher dudes than I.
Where did you play?
I played Winnipeg.
Did you ever?
I got to think that's a little grimy in Winnipeg, too.
Manitoba gets it's a little rough up there.
Did you ever in your life seriously say, you want a goal? Do you want a goal?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah. Because that's.
And I don't think it worked out in my favor, but.
But if you say, I mean, honestly, if you say you want a goal, then it's on, right?
It's on.
That's yeah. fighting words.
That's like in prison calling somebody the B word.
It's on.
It's like you want to go.
That's what you.
Then you got to go.
Then you got to go.
Somebody says that. I guess you don't have to go.
If you say,
you don't have to, but you probably should.
Did anyone ever refuse you if you said you want a goal?
Me, no. other guys, yeah.
You're not the enforcer size,
no.
But you got to be a little gritty though. You got to be a little gritty if you're right in the middle of the ice.
Yeah,
no.
You got to
yeah.
be.
Yeah, no, no.
Did you ever at any of the points where you were like you've worked what in San Francisco for a while? You worked who you worked with here?
You know, in Houston.
Yeah.
I worked for Chris Shepherd. Yep. I was his opening suit underbelly. I worked for Kaz twice. Yeah,
Brian Kaz.
I worked for a guy named Jason Gould, who used to have a place called Gravitas, where Pass and Provisions is, which I think was an awesome restaurant. Now looking back at it, like when I worked for Jason, I really didn't know anything. So, you know, it was what he used to serve pierogies there.
Right. Oh, did he?
Yeah, that's the reason I went there in 80. I had pierogies in the menu, yeah. and I thought that was a great restaurant, maybe a little bit before its time, but yeah. Those three guys.
So, okay, so there is a Tacos Over Texas going on. So what kind of tacos are you going
to
make?
I have no idea. These kind of things, when I get asked to do them, like, I don't know what I'm doing until.
You know?
I just.
Oh, really? Yeah. When it hits you. You don't have a signature?
I don't have a signature. No, there's no tacos.
Nothing on his restaurant that looks like tacos.
No. There's no tacos. It's not
but you're still going to do it. So you don't even have tacos, but you're going to go and you're going to make tacos for people.
I'm going to make tacos.
So this is going to be Tacos Over Texas. It's Sunday, April 7th. Killens. The original Neve. I see the original Neve's and El Tiempo. I see
you're this. A huge long shot. You got, I mean, El Tiempo. You got 1/5 Houston, Killens TMX.
I know. Ronnie's tough.
Yeah, Jamie Zelko, who's been doing it for a long time. Lorenzo's.
Oh my boy, Jason Grace is on Kirby's going. That's awesome.
Yep, St. Arnold's Brewery. I mean, there's a ton of really talented chefs and talented restaurants that are going to be available. They're going to be.
Elliot's
competing.
Table, that's in Bel Air, I believe.
This is going to be Sunday, April 7th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. So for 4 hours, we're going to be eating a ton of tacos. It's going to be the parking lot of the original Neve's on Navigation. If you want info on how to get tickets, you can go to tacosovertexas.info, tacosovertexas.info, and you can get tickets. General admission is $40 a ticket, and that's all you can eat tacos. So all you can eat tacos and two drink tickets from 1 to 4 p.m. And then, of course, they also have early access for VIP tickets as well. So a lot of great restaurants, a lot of great chefs. And then you're going to be competing. I'm going to be one of the judges. There's going to be a lot of different judges. But your mariachi music or mariachi music, Ian.
Mariachi.
So you don't even know what you're making.
No idea.
You're just going to wing it.
Going to wing it.
Are we going to be totally sober the whole time or what are we doing?
I don't know. I'll try my best. I can't promise anything.
You don't have to be totally sober.
I know. You can
get it to a 0.6.
Yeah, whatever.
As long as you got a ride, who cares? Yeah. Drink. Okay, get a call, Black Horse Limo. Lorenzo's, Tony Mandola's is going to be there. Elliot's Table. Who's Roshni Gurmani? You guys know him? He's the Chopped champion.
No, I have no idea.
You know? Have you ever thought of doing that? Is going on one of those shows? But you got to give up your restaurant, don't you? A piece of it.
I don't do TV. I turn down TV.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't think.
Well, you have to actually sign away a piece of your restaurant to be on those.
Well,
yeah.
some of you do, some of you don't. You know, like some of them are a commitment. You have to be away for a while, and I just don't like. I'm not a TV guy. I'm a radio guy, or whatever. Like,
yeah, no,
I don't need.
You have the for radio.
Yeah, for radio. I don't need like clever. TV editing to make me look like a jerk. I can do that on my own.
Yeah, no, no.
leave that to me. I have no, yeah.
No problem. So Ryan is a guy, I told the story where the guy got a little, this guy was wasted in the restaurant. And we were just sitting there, me and McCool, there's a table of us, five different guys. And all of a sudden we notice it gets a little sketchy over by the bar area.
Ringside seats?
We had ringside seats. I mean, I got in the ring. Chef was right there with his GM, and they're trying to get this belligerent guy and his wife out of there. They wouldn't serve him drinks because they had just come into the restaurant. They, truth be told, they pulled the car over. She got out. They were having an argument. He just opened his door and just left the car running right there at the stop sign. No big deal. And went into the restaurant. And then before you know it, he's trying to headbutt you or Nick, one of you guys. Then on the way out, He gets even angrier and goes into Hulk mode, throws a punch at you, barely clips you on the chin. You've been hit harder in a match, in a hockey fight.
Yeah.
I see him like, John, he basically did the hockey side of, I basically saw him throw down imaginary gloves off his hands. He didn't even have gloves on. I just saw him do this. And I'm like, Chef, you don't need, because it was about to be one of those.
He tried to throw him through the ice too. He was messing around.
Oh, yeah. And Nick, his GM, like, grabbed him around the neck, threw him on the ground. Before you know it, the guy's hogtied.
His wife's screaming underneath.
His wife's screaming.
It's just good, clean fun.
Yeah. At one point, she's got a heater in her mouth, a cigarette, and she bends down while he's laying down, hogtied on the ground. She bends down and starts kissing him on the ground, like, which means she's down with her husband. I mean,
post kicking the cop.
You want a woman that's going to stand stand by your side even when you're hogtied.
He kicked
the cop,
which I think went well for him. Once they pulled away, I'm like, I can't wait till this car pulls away from here.
Ride or die.
All right.
She was ride or die.
She was. Yeah. April 7th, the original Ninfas on Navigation is where it's going to be. It's Tacos Over Texas. It is Sunday, April 7th. You can get your tickets at tacosovertexas.info. Tacosovertexas.info.
Go check out our boy, Ryan LaShane at Riel.
Yeah.
You live right around
the corner. You got a new happy hour menu, too.
We do.
Yeah. What's that? Okay, tell me.
We have a small portion of borscht on there. We have the bone marrow if you want to come lose it up, like a smaller one. We do like a karage, kind of a Japanese style fried alligator. We do these little hot dogs. I love hot dogs. So we do these little hot dogs.
Do they have the pretzel buns around them or
no? Not the regular buns. Like I like these ones are a little bit fancy. They're kind of like they have like a Korean kind of gochujang on them and some rice and some egg yolk and that kind of stuff. They're fancy. But I like cheap kind of like ballpark hot dogs.
Yeah, that's fancy hot dog.
I'm fancy.
Nothing says fancy like you, Ryan.
I know.
I'm going to tell you. Nothing says fancy like you.
He can do fancy food, but you're not a fancy guy. He's like, come on, we're going over to Poison Girl. Let's go.
Let's go.
So we go Poison Girl, bourbon slushies, which we'll get, let me tell you something. That's what you got to get. Because you don't even know what's going to happen to you. You're sitting there just smashing bourbon slushies and all that. That's a little grimy. That's a grimy spot, too.
It's an industry giant. It's nice.
We got to take a break. It's Riel, 1927.
Fairview.
1927 Fairview. You'll see the giant 1927 on the wall.
If you go in there, tell them you're you're friends with John and Lance. And then say, I heard something about old granddad, and we'll just see what happens.
No, tacosovertexas.info. Tacosovertexas.info.
Sunday, April 7th. Make sure you do that. Ryan, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, guys.
Guys, let me tell you right now, you got to tell us about my bookie, John. What do you got coming? Oh, is there any reason you'd be going there today at all?
Thank God. Can I tell you that today is the day that is my bookie? It's what it's all about. If you can't get to Vegas, this is one of the biggest days of the year in Vegas, Super Bowl, obviously, but the month of March in Vegas, it surpasses, I think it crushes Super Bowl because of this tournament. And if you want to play, if you don't want to go to Vegas, if you can't get to Vegas, whatever, you can play. All you got to do is go to mybookie.lv. You know who's going to win these games. You love to play. You want a little something on it. When the game is a 28-point game and you're still screaming at the television, then you know that you got something on it, okay? Mybookie.lv. Mybookie.lv. It is the best. It's the best site. There are all kinds of prop bets. There are all kinds. Every single game, you're gonna find a line, and you're gonna love playing. You got in-game live betting as well, all at mybookie.lv. It's spectacular. It's the best site. Mybookie.lv, promo code radio. They'll match your initial deposit 50% at mybookie.lv, promo code radio.
You know who it is. It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
And not to forget, since we're talking about food, Tastemakers as well is coming up. That is March 27th.
That thing is
March 27th. And it is going to be huge.
Tastemakers is a monster, and it's a lot of fun. Bun is going to be hosting again. He did it last year.
He is.
Bun B is going to be hosting it, and it is the spot for food and beverages. They have an awards. I mean, it is awesome. Mm. Unfortunately, I'm coming in later that evening, so I'm going to try to get there. I'm flying back into town, but this the Tastemaker Awards that we do with Culture Map has been, since they started it, it's been one of the coolest things in Houston that we do every year. And now we're part of it because whether they like it or not, they have to deal with us.
Well, the Culture Map people?
Yeah, the Culture Map people.
Yeah,
they're my people. I office on that side, so we don't really like your side as much. And definitely don't come use our refrigerator on the Culture Map side. Definitely don't do that. Me and Tyler's honorary because he keeps things nice and clean. The producer, Tyler.
Yeah. Well, he's all clean cut now. Used to be sloppy.
Yeah, like he can go to the Tastemaker Awards now.
Yeah.
Now he can go because he trimmed his beard up. And now, although, truth be told, you'll see some hipster beards at the Tastemaker Awards too.
Oh, well, yeah, because the foodie, because they eat food. Oh, those people eat food too.
There's a chance that we could have, he's not doing anything. I didn't miss anything when I was out of town, right? Dallas Keuchel is still.
No?
He can go to the Tastemaker Awards. He's got nothing else going on.
And he's got a beard.
And he's got, yeah. No, he look, no, and he's been part of Culture Map stuff in the past also.
Well, he is, yeah. If you're looking for the place to go, Tastemakers is March 27th. Go to Culture Map and get your tickets there.
Holy crap.
And I mean, you're eating and drinking all night for like, it's ridiculous.
Sunday. It's going to be this Sunday. You got to go, yeah, for sure. Go check it out. Go to culturemap.com and go get tickets to it because it's a blast.
No, it's not. It's March 27th, isn't it? It's not this Sunday. It's March 27th, which is Wednesday. 24th
this Sunday.
Yeah,
you said March 24th. It's not March 24th?
I didn't say March 24th ever in my life. I've never, ever in my life said March 24th.
You just said it. That's why I said Sunday.
You sure you said March 24th, or did you say LeBron? I don't know which one you said.
I said March 27th.
LeBron's in his head. Oh, you said 27th.
It's in his head.
No, I'm right. Yes, I didn't say 24th. You said 24th.
I didn't say it.
It's Wednesday, the 27th, right? Yes. So let's do that.
Oh, yeah,
instead.
Because I'm coming.
Don't
in town
show
Wednesday.
Up to Silver Street. And by the way, Silver Street is cool. If you've never been there before,
I was there for the very first Day for Night. Was it Silver Street Studios?
You weren't there for our Super Bowl party, were you?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because you were a traitor. But other than that, what?
Super Bowl party looked fun, and guess what was fun? Because you were part of Culture Map.
Yeah.
And Culture Map throws the parties.
Culture Map does go
through. Culture Map party's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
We're part of this now?
Yes, right.
Ooh, fancy.
They actually do stuff and have big stuff at Culture Map parties. So there's that. So let's go. Get on over there and let's have a big time at Culture. Go to culturemap.com and get your tickets now.
You want a goal? I feel like want a goal is, you want a goal?
Yeah.
No,
you know.
Let's do it. Let's go.
When I was hosting, well, obviously.
Moose.
Yeah, Moose.
Moose was the enforcer. I remember with the Houston Arrows.
For the Arrows.
When the Houston Arrows.
He'd come on the TV show.
So they had an enforcer named Moose something, and he looked like an enforcer. His nose was all jacked up. He had like cauliflower ears. This is a guy that immediately when you looked at him, you thought, I don't want any part of this. And I remember that's the first time I heard, I was on doing your show one time. And that guy Moose was there, the enforcer for the Houston Arrows. And he said, well, what happens when you fight? You're asking, like, what's the thing? Well, you know, you sit there, they bring me in, and I stand right next to the guy who I'm going to fight. I say, you know, you want to go? And he goes, yeah, we can go. You want to go right now? Yeah, let's go right now. That's a conversation you have?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to, you know, figure out when you're going to go because you don't want to sucker punch his rules. Like, I didn't know there's rules. Yeah, there's rules.
Yeah, you can't sucker punch.
That's... So he said, so, you know, and then John goes, well, then what happened? Well, then we went.
Then we go.
Yeah. And then we went, you know. How'd you do? I won. What do you think? You win all the time? No. I get my ass kicked sometime. But when you say you got to go, you know, you want to go, you got to go. Like, wow, I didn't know there's all these rules to it.
Well, did you ever see a hockey fight before they even dropped a puck? They're standing next to each other waiting for the faceoff, and
that's what they're saying.
You want to go? You want to go?
Yeah, we can go.
Yeah, that's cool.
We can go.
That's cool.
Canadians, you know.
You're right. You can't just all of a sudden.
No. There's rules to it.
There's rules.
They have rules. It's like policing their sport. If you take a shot at it's the same thing where pitchers are supposed to protect hitters, and so when you don't, it's a problem on a stat on a team.
Oh, and that was Moose's job too, and like if Gretzky gets hit on the boards,
Marty McSorley was
gonna, he coming after you.
Although Marty McSorley was a real player, Moose was more of a goon.
Yeah. But every team has their enforcer that's going to take care of business. Oh, no, we're not doing that.
Well, like, and Michael Jordan, they drafted Charles Oakley. Or no, did they draft him or trade for Oak?
No. Oakley was... Oakley was there and then left. And then he brought Rodman in.
Well, no, but they intentionally had Oakley there as an enforcer because they needed to, because you had the Detroit Pistons. You had, well, at the time when Jordan was there, you know, the Celtics would get a little rough. That was part of basketball. When Jordan first came in the 80s, it was, you just had to know every team, they used to have some goons on different teams that would get a little rough. And if you came into the lane, they didn't want you to get comfortable coming into the lane. It was the same thing with baseball. They didn't want you comfortable sitting down on your back cleat, being able, ready to drive the ball. And so the pitchers, you know, have you a little loose in the batter's box every once in a while. They've gotten away from that pretty much. But in basketball, I remember Charles Oakley was the guy who said, okay, if you guys start taking shots at Jordan now, we're going to have a problem.
Yep.
If you want to take a shot, he was nothing more like he was kind of a goon. He was a bodyguard for Jordan. And then when he left, you know, when he eventually left, he just became part of the goon squad of the Knicks that Jeff Van Gundy had when we – I'll never get talking to him. Like, Jeff, you had Larry Johnson, Charles Oakley. You had Anthony Mason. Like, my gosh, he goes. And I remember telling one of the players, I'm not going to say which ones, he goes, look, I believe he's killed before and he may kill again. He goes, but let me tell you something. And then, without missing a beat, but he would defend. Jeffing, but he would defend.
He also told the story of, I had a problem with somebody in the front office, and he came up to me and he said, hey, you want me to take care of that? And Van Gundy was like, no, don't take care of that.
What do you mean?
No.
He goes, we can make that all go away.
No.
He goes, no, I don't want it to go away.
No, don't take care of that.
We'll talk about it. I'll talk about it behind closed doors and we'll get it worked out. You don't have to make the problem go away.
846 ESPN 97.5. Let's catch up on breaks. Let's talk about your patio.
So Texas Custom Patio is going to be a great place for me to go watch my games this evening and then tomorrow as well. This is fantastic. I got great weather. I got a custom-built patio from Texas Custom Patios that's specifically designed for the space that I had in my backyard. And what you won't recognize, because you don't have the eye for it, but Stephen Schell and his designers do, they can look at your home and tell you where you can add an outdoor living space and attach it to your home to where it looks like it was built on your home from the very beginning. Or if you need a space that's separate from the home, they can do that for you as well. They use the very best materials. They do quality work. It's considered by most the best patio place in the entire state of Texas. Now, they can walk you through the process when you go to the website at texascustompatios.com. You can see before, during, and after. So you see what the entire process looks like. You can have many of the questions that you have right now about financing and when does it start and how long does it last. It lasts about 90 to 120 days, depending on the project. All the questions can be answered for you, and you can see all their great work at texascustompatios.com. And go to the blog. The blog has a ton of great information for you. Now, if you want to see what my house looked like before and after, I had a space that was perfect for a patio. Steven came outside and said, oh, man, we're going to do it great right here. And they did it great. If you want to see what they did, go to tcplance.com for the before and afters of my backyard. That's tcplance.com, or go to the website texascustompatios.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and four lucky guests to the Monster Energy AMA Supercross Games at NRG Stadium on Saturday, March 30th. See, Lance, it's Saturday, March 30th. Caller number 7 to 713-780-3776 wins a four-pack of tickets to see all the action. Supercross, AMA. Who, are you a fan? Call our number 713-780-3776. If you're not going to go, don't call. Just to win something, don't go. If you're not going to go, don't go. Don't call. Tickets still available. For more information, head to Ticketmaster.com.
It's like if you're not going to go to school, at USC, if you're not going to the classes, don't get in. You're taking a spot from somebody else. It's the same thing with this. If you don't like Supercross, why would you get tickets and just do some vlog that just says, and then I'm going to get in New York.
It's a lot different.
And then I'm going to do this.
It's a lot different.
Really? You're taking it from somebody else who wants to go?
I went to college and didn't go to a lot of my classes. And you know what?
But you were busy making money. They were busy making money off your back. The colleges were making money off your football back.
But you don't... Knox College games didn't sell out, so it was
while you
very
were there.
Difficult.
But there was a rich history, probably, of sellouts.
No. Actually, it was all...
Some of the small
We played
school.
In the bowl, which it was grass all the way around it.
Oh, no. I'm watching a lot of small school teams now on tape when I have tape on them. I just feel so sad. It's like watching a junior high game. Yeah. Like, I'm just thinking... I feel bad for the players. Their parents aren't even there for some of them because they live
too far away. Yeah. My dad only saw one college game.
I'm just watching and I'm thinking, where's Knox College?
My mom, about 3.5 hours. My mom didn't see any. Of course, my mom, we got home after we won state in high school, and she said, did you hit any home runs? I said, well, no, Mom, I didn't hit any home runs today. it was a football game. She didn't know.
It's true. Sometime out in the games I'm watching, there's a chain link fence. Like, it's no different than a 3A high school is what it looks like.
Yeah.
The stands will be basically from the 20 to the 20.
I could show you pictures of my high school. The stands were packed. High school was way bigger than college.
Oh, yeah. Division III. In one school, and it was a predominantly black school. It was called predominantly the PB...
It was called
historically HBC. I can't. It's historically black college. HBC. Yeah. So there's
That's the name of the school.
It's the HBC, like league, historically black college.
Oh.
And so all around the end zone, it was a fraternity day, and I'll tell you how I know that, because all around the end zone there were guys just packed, about four deep in this one end zone. And I wish I could remember the player. He scored a touchdown, and then he ran over to the corner and threw up the Q-Dog sign, which is the fraternity sign. And, like, the whole end zone ran onto the field, ran into the end zone to celebrate with them. And all of a sudden, you see, like, 9 flags go flying in the air. I'm like, that's not – you can't – the fans can't run on the field to celebrate touchdowns.
Why?
Because it's 15 yards. It's a penalty.
Guess what?
Excessive celebration.
The coach can't tell. If you put up Q-Dogs, everybody should
Division
run on the field.
Division 2 Q-Dogs had, it was like, we're going on a field. So if one of our players scores a touchdown, we're running on a field.
Is it Division 2 or 3? Because there's a big difference.
No. Division 3, it was not. I don't know that there's a lot of Q-Dogs in Division 3. It was Division 2.
Division 3, there's a marked line. Division 3 is a lot of people that are there for college.
Yes, no, this was Division 2. This is a player I'm looking at for the draft. It was definitely not Division 3. You're right about that. Because 250 is a defensive tackle on Division 3, or 340. There's no in between.
No, right.
It's like way fat.
340.
Or way small.
Can't run at all.
And you want to know how hard it is to project these? I'm watching some guy yesterday from some school I've never heard of in my life. And I've done this for 5 years, and I was like, this first time this place has come up. And this guy named Craig Reynolds. And I'm watching, and he's 5'10", 218. And he looks like a D1 guy. So he immediately looks better than everybody else. So it's hard. Yeah. He's running against these tiny people. I'm like, how do I project this?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't look like an NFL player. He's, you know, I feel like you should run through every single tackle.
Well, that's funny that you should say that. Vincent Smith.
From Limestone.
I never heard of that before, Vincent Smith.
Until last year also.
I heard on the Texan station, they were talking about potentially getting a fourth receiver and where you do that. If you're the Texans. And then what is Vincent Smith?
You heard Texans radio talking. You heard 610 talking Texans?
Yeah. So this happened. It really did happen. We got to take a break.
Where would get a fourth receiver? I'm probably not getting into like the fifth.
Yeah, they ain't.
If you're not a cornerback or a tackle, I don't even want to hear your name until day three.
Yep.
I don't want to hear your name.
I agree wholeheartedly, but I also agree with they need another weapon. And that's where you could see, okay, maybe there aren't corners, maybe there aren't tackles, but damn, are you telling me you can't find a receiver in free agency that you could pay a little bit of money to? I mean, there were guys out there that you could have grabbed that could help your off, that could help Deshaun.
Now they have to
give
know that
some
they're the fourth,
weapons.
But they're the fourth, and when they come in, they got to know you're behind Fuller and you're behind QT.
Oh, really? Because it won't take long for Fuller or Kiki.
Well, yeah, I don't think they think like that, but we both know.
If you're afraid of Kiki right now, then get out because we don't want you here anyway. If you're afraid of not being on the field because Kiki's here. So?
Third round pick from this regime, so he's going to get every chance.
He's going to get chances, but it doesn't mean. Listen, there are plenty of opportunities to get on field. I mean, there are plenty of set. You could go four wide. I mean, whatever.
Will Fuller gives you a chance. Let's be honest. Will Fuller gives you a great chance of getting on the field.
Absolutely. And so
he
does
gives
Kiki.
You a great chance.
So does Kiki.
Well, he's been 1 year. We'll give him a second year. He wasn't injury prone to Tech. I don't know where this came from.
No. All right, we got to take a break. 8:58 ESPN 97.5. Time for you to talk about testosterone.
Let me talk about Men's T Clinic. I'm headed there right after I get off the show because it's my day to go. And when I go, they will. We got to do lab works. I don't have time today, but I think it's next week. And when you do lab works, this is once you're a client. They will check up on you every 3 to 4 months, and they check your blood work, and they make sure that everything's going good, and these levels are good, and these levels. And if there's something that's wrong, they can find it for you. As a matter of fact, they have found things in the very initial testing that showed there were people who needed to seek medical help, and that's just something they caught while they were doing the initial test for testosterone. So, you know, that's an unintended positive, I guess, was you caught some medical stuff early on through the initial test that they have in the blood work when they start doing checking to see where your testosterone levels are. And your testosterone levels, if they're not where they should be, you are going to be able to tell a difference. Now, it may be your new norm, so you just don't realize that this is unusual, but your lack of energy, your consistent fatigue, your inability to get going on the weekends, that lack of drive, maybe it's your libido. These are all potential telltale signs of low testosterone, but you don't have to have all. You just have to have one, and that could be you. Go find out if your testosterone level is where it's supposed to be. It can have a big impact on your metabolism, on your ability to, your mental cognitive processing, and of course your energy levels, the immediate spike that you will see. MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.